And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Diversity, equity, and inclusion programs have been a major news story since the new Trump administration's executive order to roll back DEI initiatives in federal agencies. Some private businesses, such as Walmart and Target, have followed suit, but that doesn't mean historically underrepresented groups have been completely locked out of the marketplace. According to the U.S. Small Business Administration, there are more than 10 million minority-owned small businesses nationwide, and in the greater Twin Ports area, there may be more than you think. Many of those will be part of the Northland BIPOC Business Showcase, being held at Klein Iron in Duluth this weekend. Here to talk about the event is the creator and organizer, Kia Ronning. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Kia.
Thank you so much.
So this is the fifth year of the Expo, which means you've been doing it when DEI programs were widely embraced by mainstream businesses. What got you started and how are you dealing with the changes?
I got started in this because we wanted to start an event for Black History Month. And I, at the time, was a small business owner in Superior. I owned a business called Keeks Creations, and I was like, where are the other Black businesses, and where are all the BIPOC businesses in the Northland? So I started the event just based on my own curiosity and also just wanting to create an event to bring the community together during Black History Month.
Mm-hmm. Some listeners may not be familiar with the demographic terms. Tell us what BIPOC means, which is or isn't the same as minority, depending where you are.
BIPOC stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. And, you know, I feel like in the Northland, like, you know, we are considered a minority group. And, you know what, we are here to show that we are still shining in this community and that we are very present and will continue to be. We are very excited for this event to showcase that.
And when I say minority, it depends where you are, because obviously if you're on some of the tribal lands, then BIPOC wouldn't be minority, would be majority.
Yeah, definitely if you think about it that way, I mean, we are all on Indigenous land, so I guess technically BIPOC folks are not the minority because we are on Indigenous land.
Well, tell us about the vendors. You have those with retail businesses, direct to consumer, as well as some who do B2B, serving other businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a lot of vendors this year. We have folks who do cleaning services. We have folks who do bead work. We have folks who do coffee and espresso, original artwork. We have folks who do health navigation and health information, candles. We have a little bit of everything this year with our vendors, as well as some super fun things. Like we have a 360-degree photo booth. And, you know, so we just have a lot of options this year for folks to shop with our BIPOC businesses.
All right. Tell me about the photo booth.
So Lux Photo Booth, they are going to be bringing their 360-degree photo booth. So you can fit 6 to 7 people on a stand. And there is a camera that goes 360 degrees around you and kind of like records like a little like video. So you can make like funny poses. You can dance. And it's super fun. This year, we are also having DJ Bryn Major, who is from Superior. And they will be DJing the event. We'll also be having a little bit of a drag show as well. So we're going to have a lot of fun entertainment. We also have some henna art, which is super fun. The kids always love that. Some kids from a local youth organization called NYS will be there doing a fashion show. So we're just going to have a little bit of everything for entertainment.
What's the most unusual or surprising item or service that you've come across? So not just this year, maybe in the entire 5 years.
I would say one of our vendors, the Tired Mom Emporium, they sell kind of like really cool stuff. So the mom of the group, she makes these missing and murdered Indigenous women needle felt pictures. And so they're like really like intricately done. And they also have like pocket coffins, like vampire hunting kits, like little pocket ghosts that they like name and stuff. So like that's super fun. So I would say that is some of the most unique stuff that we have had at the showcase.
And it sounds like it's both serious and fun, right? Because they're missing.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. So like their business has like such a wide spectrum of like different things, like very serious and then like, you know, super fun. They also do like a lot of jewelry, so that's super cool. So yeah, I feel like they're really well-rounded.
What's the support been like for sponsors? You know, how that's gone over the years?
Yeah, so I will start by saying this. Our first year, we only started with $200 to run the event. This year, we have about 18 sponsors and about $9,000 to run the event. So some of our sponsors are the Duluth Area Chamber of Commerce, Superior Waffles, we have the Ordine Foundation, Entrepreneur Fund, and we have been organizations like Trans Northland, the Lincoln Park Business Group, the YMCA, and we also have individuals who support us as well, which is really great. So we have small business owners and individuals, you know, such as Adeline Inc., and my sibling also sponsored the event. So it's really cool because I feel like it is just coming full circle. And like the community is really involved and we have Family Rise Together, Divine Connections, and Lifestone Health as well. So we have quite a few sponsors this year and we are just so grateful, as well as BMO Bank is also sponsoring the event this year.
You mentioned, along with BMO Bank, the Chamber and the Ordine Foundation. Despite the national rollback of DEI, it sounds like you're still getting mainstream support.
Absolutely, because even though there is that so widespread, our community, I feel, is standing very strong with the DEI initiatives, and our community strongly believes in that, and we really feel the support, you know, all the time, but especially every year during this time and during this event. We've never felt a lack of support from the community.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Kia Ronning. She's the organizer of the 5th Annual Northland BIPOC Business Showcase happening this Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. at Clyde Ironworks in Duluth. Thank you for joining us, Kia.
Thank you so much for having me.
And if you have an idea of something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.